It's a blizzard out there. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A brutal winter storm causing power outages to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses across the U.S. and is responsible for the deaths of at least two people in western New York. Fox Weather's Max Gordon is in Lackawanna, New York, with more.
We're just a little ways south of downtown Buffalo next to a gas station because this is one of the few places that people can go to just warm up and get inside, get food. A lot of people actually spent the night at this gas station because they became stranded in blizzard conditions last night. We actually were one of those who got stranded in those blizzard conditions.
Over 27 inches of snow have fallen so far, and more is expected. New York Governor Kathy Hochul said Saturday almost every Buffalo fire truck was stuck in the snow. Five arrests have been made in connection with Friday's shooting at the Mall of America, which left a 19-year-old dead. The suspected 17-year-old shooter is in police custody.
So after the shooting, the murder took place, we were able to identify two suspects who are 17-year-old juveniles. And through that process, we were able to establish where they were at and kind of who they were associated with.
Booker Hodges, Bloomington, Minnesota police chief. Hodges says they believe the two groups of males involved in the shooting have some kind of long-standing feud. Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake says she will appeal an Arizona judge's ruling that rejected her claim of election misconduct. Lake alleges there were problems with ballot printers at some polling places on Election Day. Democrat Katie Hobbs defeated Lake by roughly half a percentage point. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Migrants at the southern border are experiencing harsh winter weather. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
The federal government finally released the new border numbers for November, and no surprise, breaking another record. There were more than 233,700 border encounters last month alone, according to CBP data. This is the largest amount of border encounters for a November on record. And compare that number to last November. That's a huge increase. Dozens and dozens of migrants were crossing through a creek yesterday in Brownsville, Texas. It's cold out there. We're dealing with a winter storm, and who knows what's floating around in that water.
A fugitive on the FBI's most wanted list has been arrested. Fox's Shayna Stulen has the report.
Michael James Pratt is a San Diego-based porn website owner who's accused of sex trafficking by force and producing child pornography. The FBI says he was arrested Wednesday in Spain by Spanish authorities. The New Zealand-born Pratt has been on the run since 2019 and was added earlier this year to the notorious FBI's 10 most wanted list. U.S. authorities say he and a partner lured hundreds of young women to shoots under the guise of posing for clothed modeling gigs, sometimes held them against their will until the videos were completed. His partner, Matthew Wolf, has already pleaded guilty in federal court.
A famous rapper giving a major Christmas present to several Philadelphia families.
Rapper Meek Mill is co-founder of the Reform Alliance, and he's paying off the bail of 20 incarcerated women from his hometown of Philadelphia. Mill saying, quote, "No one should have to spend the holidays in jail simply because they can't afford bail." Five of those women, all from the Riverside Correctional Facility in Philadelphia, were released Friday night and reunited with their families. All 20 women will also get a gift card to buy groceries or gifts for the holidays.
That's Fox's Paul Stevens. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.